You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the shoe swap's choice for community radio. The Voice brings you high-quality, locally produced content, including music, opinion, and current events. The support for this programming is made possible by memberships, sponsorships, and your generous donations. Help us keep the music playing. To find out more, check us out on the web at voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, Elizabeth Shepherd brings us her brand of socially aware jazz pop. She's touring in aid of Montréal, an album that is a very personal history of her hometown and its cultural mosaic. Up next, we're going to listen to Heavy Falls the Night. But first, Elizabeth tells us something about herself and the city she lives in.
I'm a piano player, singer, songwriter, grew up in the church and learned music there and also concurrently at the conservatory, Royal Conservatory.
Right.
And went and studied jazz music at McGill. First it was classical piano, then switched over to jazz. And I have two daughters.
Right.
A 7-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they are my life. They're at home right now. I've released 6 albums and been touring, you know, internationally for the better part of 13 years now. What else? I just bought a house out in the woods, so, you know.
Out in the woods from Montreal?
Yeah, in the Laurentians, an hour and a half north.
Okay, that's it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I teach choir to kids at my daughter's school. I'm really passionate about that, and just sort of, for me, part of building a future audience is having educated kids, you know, who start in music early on and are exposed to different kinds of music so that they don't go, jazz, what's that? We only like songs with one chord or maybe two, you know. So I have a couple choirs going, and just put out this new project called Montréal, and the emphasis is on mon, as in my.
Right.
It's a play on words. So it's really untold stories of the city of Montreal.
Thank you. spill messy once the dawn comes cracking through. We blur daylight sober and dream is lonely. As long as night falls steady, my love, it touched me the way your laughter, the light. And though we need now some truth, my
What inspired you to go out and interview a bunch of people and basically do what I'm perceiving as a cultural painting of Montreal?
Well, I'm more or less from Montreal. It's right. Sort of the family home and the spiritual home. I was born in Winnipeg, left when I was 2, moved all over Canada and France. Didn't stay more than 2 or 3 years anywhere. But Montreal always had this sort of gravity, this gravitational pull, and that's where I always went back to. That's where the family always went back to. And yet, every time I'm there, people say, no, but where are you from? Where are you really from? And so I felt like, I'm from Montreal. Like, how many years do I have to be here to be able to claim this city from my own? And so it began as a journey to discover something about my city and whether or not other Montrealers similarly felt a little, you know, not at home in their own backyards. Turned into so much more. I started talking to people and realized that there are countless untold stories, not just obviously of individuals, but of entire neighborhoods and pockets and culture and subculture that were just sort of omitted from the history that people know, you know, the history of the Black community in Montreal, right. And the queer scene, you know, Aboriginal history. It's like there are so many histories and layers and complexities and textures and richness to the city that was what I ended up wanting to focus on more than, you know, me and my own, do I belong? Or that just disappeared after a while and it became right. So much more interesting.
Well, Montreal's always been a multicultural patchwork since almost the get-go.
Well, that word, the name in the Kanyenkaha, the Mohawk language, that it's Teotiake, where the currents meet. I mean, you couldn't talk about a more appropriate poetic way of speaking of the city, right? Where all these currents meet.
Is this the United Church? Yes, I love the United Church. I do. I'm serious. Of all the denominations, and there are many, the United Church is one that really speaks to me. Its inclusiveness, to me, that's whatever. That's where my heart lies. I grew up in the Salvation Army. My mom was a minister. And at the time, both my parents were ministers, and you had to be. You couldn't have one, you know, clergy and one layperson. But really, her being a minister meant that my dad was the guy, and she kind of followed him around. And she lived with that for many, many years. And I only found out about that later in talking to her, some of the frustrations that she had. It's sort of playing second fiddle her whole life. That ties in with this next song, which is called Reine du Monde, which is the name of a beautiful cathedral in downtown Montreal. And if you go in there, before you step in, there are all these statues of men on the outside. They're very important men. And then you go in, and there's all these beautiful images of women with children. And it's heartwarming, and in this setting, it's, you know, stunning. But I always kind of chuckle because it's sort of like the tokenism, right? It's like, well, we got nice paintings and images of you, but there's not really room for you. And so this next song, Reine du Monde, is a little bit about my mom's experience and her and many other women, for that matter. This is Reine du Monde. Ce cœur qui bat si proche du mien, ce cou nouveau qui t'appartient, ce corps qui prend forme, qui tire du mien, c'est tout.
Volonté cédée, mes jours rompus, mes nuits volées.